I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday, guys. We made it. Made it to the weekend. So good to have you here. I was running in the studio. I didn't realize what time it was. I was like, oh my gosh, we're about to go on the air.
It's funny because I had an extra song ready to go, and then I saw you come in like 40 seconds before we go, and I'm like, I actually think she'll make it. So yeah. I left it.
As long as my headphones are plugged in, I can set up the rest of my stuff like as we speak, which is what I'm doing right now, putting my stuff together. But I ran in, grabbed my headphones out of my bag, plugged them in, and I figured out, yeah, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, just kind of running a little behind this morning, but other than that, excited for the weekend. How you doing this morning?
Same. Excited for the weekend too. I don't know, this week was weird. It was like, it was good, then it was a weird funk, and then I'm still like trying to figure out what day and what year it is. I also think that like coming on from such a huge trip like we did with me and my husband, I feel like I was kind of experiencing post-vacation depression.
Oh, that happens, yeah. For sure. I can see that. Yeah. And just going back to reality, and it's like, oh man, life is not paradise all the time.
Darn
you
it.
Know? And
yeah.
So I totally get that. How are you feeling? I know you were kind of sick. You skipped a doctor's appointment this week. And are you feeling better now?
You know what? Last night was much better. I didn't wake up wheezing. I had I told myself I would take my inhaler before going to bed, and that definitely helped. So
oh,
I'm
good.
Feeling better. And then I rescheduled my doctor's appointment for Monday that I told myself I have to go to.
Yes. No pulling out of that one.
Yes.
You are going to that one. If I have to escort you myself, you are going to go to that doctor's appointment.
Yes. Thank you for keeping me accountable. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Had a good night last night. I didn't go to the gym. I've been doing physical therapy, so now I'm doing these exercises at home that my physical therapist is giving me. So I guess I technically worked out there. I'm still using my vibration plate, which I really love. I'm falling in love with this thing. If you missed me talking about it earlier this week, I got for the holidays this vibration plate, and you stand on it, and it's supposed to do a lot of great things for your body. Drain your lymphatic system, work your muscles, make your bones stronger, help you with recovery from workouts and stuff. And so I just like was watching TV last night, standing there like for 10 minutes. And it's funny because I was talking to my mom about it. I was like, Mom, you should get yourself one of these vibration plates. She's like, she couldn't understand the concept of it. So Matt's like, I'll film a video of you on the plate.
You got it.
I'm dead. The video is so funny. I'm like, well, Mom, this is me standing on the plate. It's so funny. Maybe if I have the guts to, I'll post a little bit of the video on my Instagram today so you can hear me talking to my mom like about this vibration plate.
I've got to know, with the vibration plate, is it like literally like you're standing on something, or do you have to like balance and hold yourself up like on a railing type thing?
No. You know, I'm tempted to. I don't want to send you the video because then you'll have it, but I'll show it to you. I don't know if you can see all the way over there.
Yes, I can. Okay. Oh, it's kind of like a weight.
You put your feet on the outside of it.
This is me talking to my mom.
And then it has this little remote, so you just turn it on, and this is just level one. Look how it like shakes me. And you just literally like stand here. I put it up to like a level 5.
And then so that my mom sends me back. She goes, ooh, I like it.
I love that. That's how she would probably sound
I
too.
Know. So yeah, I did that. Cool. And then I'm excited tonight. I'm doing the puck drop at the UNLV hockey game tonight.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
If anyone is out there at the game, please say hi. Or if you don't have plans for tonight, come support UNLV hockey. It's going to be a really good time. I have never been to a UNLV hockey game tonight, so I'm so excited for that. So yeah, it's going to be a good weekend.
Any plans other than that?
No. My daughter is coming back into town. So my oldest daughter, she goes to college and they're still technically on break, but she is taking what's called an intercession class.
Yes.
So it's a class like on fast forward. And so there's no one there. There's no roommates there. Very few people on campus. So she went back this week and she's like, I'm really lonely here. There's Aww. No one here. She's like, can I come back home this weekend? I was like, yeah, come back home. So she's coming back. We're just probably all going to hang out.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
It should be a good weekend.
And it's a cold one. So it's just like an indoor type of feeling.
Lots of football that we will be watching.
Oh, yes.
For sure. So yeah. And then in just a little while, we got to talk about it. The new Bruno Mars album, or not album, the single was released last night. Want to hear your thoughts. We'll play it for you, see what you guys think of it. It's I'm not gonna say anything. I want to see what you guys think. I don't want to bias anyone anyway, but you know, it's that Bruno sound. I'll mm-hmm. say that. So that is coming up. Let's start the show. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So earlier this week, we were talking about the songs that turned 25 this year.
Yes.
Britney, Destiny's Child, NSYNC, all those tracks that you remember where you were, who you were with when you heard them. And after that conversation, my brain just kept going. And I started thinking about other pop culture moments or things that are hitting the quarter century mark. And one thing just stopped me cold. Kids born right after 9/11 are now full grown adults.
Oh my gosh. They're turning what? 25, 26 this year?
Yeah. Can you believe that? Careers, apartments, credit scores. Oh. Wrap your head around that for a second. I mean, time moved really fast. And I went into this deep dive and I started looking at some of the things turning 25 this year. My favorite comedy ever turns 25 this year.
Okay.
Zoolander turns 25 this year. How is that even possible?
I feel like that came out in like 2008. Like it could not be 25 years old.
I don't know. I don't understand what is going on. Once I opened the door, everything started flooding. Mean Girls turns 25.
No, it doesn't.
Mean Girls.
No.
2001 it came out.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe. I feel like I was like in college when that movie came out. No way.
You've got Legally Blonde. The Princess Diaries. I know you are a big fan.
Okay, this is where we draw the line. So Princess Diaries was actually on last night on cable TV. So me and my husband were watching this and I'm like, I can't believe Mia Thermopolis came out with Princess Diaries 2. Can't tell me that it came out in 2001.
I know. It's just crazy. Burning CDs is on here.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember doing that. DVD players becoming really mainstream. DVDs, like who watches DVDs anymore? Maybe some people do.
Remember, it was like, oh my gosh, you're so fancy if you have the, is it the Blu-ray? Remember
oh,
Blu-ray
yeah,
DVDs?
Yeah, those
yes.
two. Texting, waiting until after 9 p.m. to text people because it was cheaper or was unlimited then. Do you remember that?
Of course. I remember my brother was doing long distance with this girl and they had to wait till 9 o'clock and they'd be on the phone till like midnight. I'm like, can you get off the phone, please?
We mentioned Napster on the show yesterday. Do you remember the first song you downloaded off of Napster? Because Napster, I mean, thinking about how I totally trusted the internet to just download stuff onto my computer. But that was the era of the Napster lawsuit. That's when the artists started fighting back and saying, hey, you can't give away my music for free.
Yeah, and then it became into LimeWire. And remember when you would download stuff either on Napster or LimeWire? It'd be like a remix of the song. So like the DJ would be like, beep, 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 where the party at? Yeah.
What was your first download on Napster?
It was this song right here. Jagged Edge, where the party at?
So good.
Didn't you say you had like a song that I did not come out think coming?
Limp Bizkit, Nookie. I think back to where I was. I remember I was in our home office in our first house, and I download the program. I've got it already, and I'm like, what's the first song I want to hear?
Why this song?
I don't know. I think I was in my rock girl era.
Okay.
Where I was like, yeah, listen to hard rock.
Full grown adult downloading Nookie Limp Bizkit.
Hey, look, I have no excuses other than I was a fan. So good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday, finally Friday, January 9th. It is 6:03. Thank you guys so much for being here. There's a freeze warning right now.
There is?
It's cold outside.
Honestly, though, when I went to go on the weather app this morning, it's like 33 degrees, but feels like 20 with the wind.
Yeah, the wind is really what's making it cold. A chilly one. It was chilly yesterday, too. So hopefully we get a little bit of a break here going into the weekend. Do you have any big weekend plans?
You know, one of my good friends is going to be in town. We're going to meet up on Saturday. I'm going to take him out to lunch and just do some sightseeing, and then that's it. So I'm like, that's cool.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That sounds like fun. And yeah. Especially when, you know, so many times we get calls from people that are like, hey, I'm in your city. What's up? And you're like, I haven't heard from you for 4 years. Like, mm-hmm. Why are you calling me now? But when it's like someone you're actually like a friend with and they come in, it's like, oh, this is nice.
It'll be a nice little like childhood friend bonding type deal.
I love it.
What about you?
I think I will probably watch a ton of football this weekend. The goal is to just like chill. It was I had a good week, nothing to complain about, but you know, I just did nothing huge planned. Probably finish up. There's a show right now everywhere that everyone is talking about called Heated Rivalry. Is anybody watching this?
I haven't watched it, but I've seen the trailer.
Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have heard of it.
So Matt and I started it last week, and I was really curious as to what kind of reaction people were going to give to this show. The show follows two professional hockey rivals whose relationship turns romantic. It's an LGBTQ love story. And yes, it is graphic. But, you know, I'm watching this and I'm like, this is no more graphic than some of the scenes I've seen in Game of Thrones or Bridgerton and stuff like that.
They go
Outlander. Oh my gosh. Some of the scenes in Outlander. I'm like, are you kidding me? But anyways, you know, still there's reactions to this. So we have one episode left. We watched to episode 5, and I was reading something about episode 5 this morning. Is anyone watching this? What do you guys think? Heated Rivalry? Any fans out there? Episode 5 of Heated Rivalry ties Breaking Bad Season 5, Episode 14, as the highest rated TV episode of all time.
What?
On IMDb.
It's tied for first place?
With that specific episode of Breaking Bad. Best episode of all time.
Huh.
And we did watch Episode 5 of it, and it was really good.
Would you say that before, like those episodes leading up to it, they weren't slow?
No, they definitely weren't slow. If anything, they were a little fast for my liking. I just, you know, any like overtly like graphic scene, gay or not, I'm always like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
it's a little uncomfortable.
What are we doing with this? But that episode was great.
Really?
It was really great. And I think that it'll do a lot for the LGBTQ community.
That's
awesome. I think it was really good. So
without spoiling it, I hope this question doesn't spoil anything, is do they compete against each other and still have a love affair on the side?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Oh. It's so funny because one of them is a Russian hockey player. And, and I started as a joke talking like with a Russian accent at my house to my husband. And I'm like, Shane Hollander. I like some of the things that they say are so funny.
The show takes over your personality.
I don't want to do that. Thank you. Like, where are you going? And so my Russian accent is terrible. But yeah, Shane Hollander is the Canadian player and Ilya Rozanov is the Russian player. And what's crazy is the guy that plays Ilya, his name is Connor something. The dude's from Texas and he literally learned how to speak Russian and have that accent for this show.
Actors
is crazy.
Are brilliant and like preparing for a role. Not only do they have to get physically in shape, but having to learn a new language, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was really crazy. Anybody else watching this? What do you guys think? I really like it. I'm excited to watch the final episode this week. We're getting tons of texts. Love this show. Can't wait for season two. Yes, they just announced season two of it is coming out. This one says heated rivalry is the best show ever. It's ruining my life. So nice to have representation.
Ooh, you're making me want to watch this.
I agree. I just, you know, any show that has overtly graphic relationship scenes, I put out a warning whether it is gay or not. I'd like Bridgerton will make me uncomfortable sometimes. I'll make you happy.
That season one, man, was really, really
I was
graphic.
Like, dang, okay. You know, I'm not like prude or anything, but it's like, okay, yeah. We get it. So just putting that out there. But I thought season five was an episode five was such a great episode.
You can't just watch episode five by itself.
You could, but you would miss a lot. Okay. You would miss a lot. So yeah, what do you guys think? We've got so much coming up on the show this morning. I cannot wait for you guys to win, because in just a couple of minutes, your tickets to New Edition, Boys to Men, and Toni Braxton on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Britney Spears posted an emotional message on Instagram, and fans immediately zeroed in on what she said about her future on stage. Details coming up next in What's Trending. Britney Spears is trending this morning. She posted a really raw emotional Instagram message and she made a very clear declaration. She said, quote, "I will never perform in the U.S. again because of extremely sensitive reasons." That just broke my heart when I read that. She didn't really expand on those reasons. She didn't soften the message. The wording felt very final and very protective. The post included a picture of Britney at a piano and she wrote, "Sending this piano to my son this year." And she shared how meaningful music is between the two of them. She opened up about her Instagram dancing. You know how we always see the videos of her dancing. She wrote, "I dance on IG to heal things in my body that people have no idea about." She also put, "It's embarrassing sometimes, but I walked through the fire to save my life."
It hurts my heart to hear that she may never, or she won't ever do a show here again in the States. I know that she had a residency here and I never got to see it, but I think she's so truly talented, and regardless what she's been through, I still think she needs to share it here with us.
I leave that to her. You know, we don't know the demons she's fought, and that she doesn't really owe anything to us. And I just feel so bad for what she's gone through, and we don't even know half of it.
We
have no clue. And so I just really think that, remember when they announced her new Vegas residency and she literally popped up and walked off the red carpet and just left,
like she didn't feel like her heart was in it.
Something happened where she's like, I am done. And the poor girl's been through so much trauma. So, you know, all is not lost. You may still be able to see her perform, because she did shift to kind of a hopeful vision of performing again outside of the U.S.
Okay.
So she wrote, "I hope to be sitting on a stool with a red rose in my hair in a bun, performing with my son in the U.K. and Australia very soon."
So it sounds like we're going to take a trip to the U.K. or Australia.
Yeah, you're going to have to go overseas probably to see Britney play again live, but you know, take what you can get. She closed by just praising her son with pride, calling him a huge star, and writing that she feels humbled to be in his presence, which is great to see, because I know there was some very tense feelings between her and her sons for a while there, and it sounds like things are being mended. So there you go. That is what's trending. Okay, let's do it, guys. It is time to win. Time to play an early edition of Heads Up. Thank you guys who wake up so early with us. We appreciate you. This is our way of giving back to you. And we've got a pair of tickets this morning to see New Edition. Yes, they are going to be on the same stage as Boys to Men, Toni Braxton, that show. It's happening over at the T-Mobile Arena on January 30th. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is get six answers in 60 seconds in our final category that we have left this week. And that category is bean dip. This will be interesting. So 6 and 60 seconds, you get that and you win the tickets, and you'll be up in the grand prize drawing for upgraded tickets too. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Julie. You are caller 20. Woo-hoo! Good morning.
Woo-hoo! Good morning.
All right, let's do this. We have your tickets to see New Edition, Boys to Men, Toni Braxton, all together on one stage at the T-Mobile Arena with Heads Up. Your category today, since it's Friday, we only have one left. It's bean dip. National Bean Day. It was on Tuesday. So these are all things that are associated with beans, okay? Like types of them, stuff like that, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so all we need is 6 and 60 seconds. I mean, I don't know that I'm a bean expert, but I think we can do this, Julie. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, you guys got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
It's a type of bean. Cuban dishes, really, you like to feature it. What kind?
Say it again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
It's a Cuban type of bean that a lot of people use in Cuban dishes.
Black bean.
Yes. This is another type of bean that refried beans are made out of. This type.
Pinto beans.
Yes. This is a red color of a bean.
Kidney.
Yes. This is what you make hummus out of.
Chickpea.
Yes. You might go to Taco Bell and order one of these. It's wrapped up.
A bean burrito.
Yes.
Bean burrito.
Yes. This is a vegetable that that you might.
Soybean?
No, it's got a distinctive color that that's not yellow or blue, but you put them together and they make
green. Edamame?
No, but you said the color, that type of
green bean.
Yes. You got it. You had to be technical about it, Julie. However, we got you to say it. You said it. Congratulations.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. So much going on this morning. I like between the new music and just everything, I'm just like trying to get things going here. I know this is scary to think about, but you're going to start getting those tax forms to do your taxes
soon. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I look, actually look forward to those.
Do you really?
Yeah. Because it gets me to do my taxes early.
And do you usually get a refund or do you usually have to pay?
The last couple years, I haven't gotten a refund, but I'm hoping this year, maybe my accountant can help me get a refund back.
Well, they say if you got a refund, then you pay too much and that the government played with your money. So maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Anyway, the IRS officially starts accepting tax returns on January 26th. So you have until April 15th to file and pay for 2025 to avoid penalties and interest. A lot of people might see bigger refunds this year. Tax experts say the IRS did not update employer withholding tables last year. So more money came out of paychecks than needed for some workers. So when you file, some of you might be getting a nice little surprise back. I'll take it.
Do you get go to someone to do your tax, or do you guys do it?
Yeah, we have an accountant who does it. And we give all the receipts and, hey, we donated this to charity and, hey, we did this and drive this many miles for work and, like, everything. So he takes care of it all.
That's my prime thing of adulting. It's like, oh, I get to go to my accountant and submit my taxes.
Yeah, it's tedious, but it's worth it in the end.
Yes, it is.
Also this morning, if you are dating right now, this one might hit a little too close to home. There's this new study out that shows that people are lying about one major thing to look more desirable to potential partners, and it is their money.
Just like we were talking about.
Yes, a new survey found that 51% of young adults admit they fake or they exaggerate how financially successful they are. Gen Z leads the way. 54% of Gen Z does this. Millennials are close behind at 48%. What makes this wild is that 37% of singles say they would overdraft their bank account or go into debt just to keep the illusion alive on a date.
No.
You're doing too much.
No, I was so, like, when dating James, I was so honest. I was like, I worked for middle school. I'm part-time. I'm broke. I have summers off, so during the summer, I can't do anything. Don't you think that honesty goes further?
100%. 100%. I was the same way. I was broke when I met my husband, and I think I mentioned this the other day. He saw the stack of bills on my counter and I was just like, oh my gosh. And he took them one day and just paid them for me.
Like with his own money?
With his own money. he saw the stack and I didn't say anything. I didn't ask for that because I didn't want to come across like I was some gold digger or anything like that. And one day they were gone and I was like, what the heck? And he goes, did you notice something? I'm like, yeah, my bills are gone. He goes, yeah, I took care of it for you this month. Hopefully you can catch up for next month. And I just thought that was the nicest thing ever.
That is so sweet. When you originally told that story, I thought that Matt was getting your credit card and going online for you. And like,
no!
And like doing that. I'm like, that's sweet organization.
It was like my power bill and like the gas bill and stuff like that. He was like, you don't want your power shut off. So let me help you with it, you know?
Oh, Matt's a keeper.
Finally, this morning, Americans are done being glued to their phones all day, and they're trying to bring back more analog habits in 2026. So this new poll found that about half of adults are actively trying to disconnect from digital life whenever they get the chance. They want things to feel more real, less screen-based. So the top analog trends that people are going to be embracing this year include writing things down in real notebooks.
Ooh, I love doing that.
So do I. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like writing with a pen and like seeing your penmanship.
And I really like my handwriting too.
So me too.
I wish I would write more.
Yeah,
you know?
I like your handwriting.
Reading physical books, not on a Kindle, like actual books with a... I always smell my books when I read them. They have a good smell.
One thing I regretted when I went to the Philippines the first time is I did bring a physical book, but this book was so thick that I'm like, it was barely fitting into my personal bag.
Why did I bring this?
Yes.
Playing board games and doing puzzles
love
is another
that.
Thing.
Yes.
So fun. Using an alarm clock instead of a phone.
I hated, honestly, the alarm clock era because it's you have to press all these buttons to get to the time that you want, or when it's daylight savings time, you have to go all the way around the clock, so I could do without the alarm clock.
Yeah, a lot of them have like the daylight savings thing programmed into it now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, my husband has a bedside alarm clock that just plays music in the morning, like to wake him up, because he likes to listen to the show when he wakes up.
That's cute.
But yeah, that's something that's coming back. Listening to records or CDs, even like if some of you are coming back to the radio after going to like, you know, streaming or podcasting, like, and I we can attest to that. We're seeing like a big rises in numbers as far as radio listenership goes. So I definitely see that. People say that these habits help them slow down, feel less distracted, and just enjoy moments instead of scrolling through them.
One thing that you told me that your daughters do that I think you've implemented, and so have I, is they keep their phone on do not disturb the whole day.
Oh, all day long.
And I love it, because when I was on vacation, I was on do not disturb. Do not bother me, baby.
You know what? So many times I have to push through the do not disturb. Like, can you please call me? I want to throw this out because this has hit a nerve for a lot of parents. Jennifer Lawrence, the actress, she says life really shifted hard after a dog bit her son. Since she became a mom, she says now dogs feel scary and she no longer trusts them around her kids. In fact, she said something really extreme. The exact quote is that she wants to obliterate every dog.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't think she really wants to do that. I think she was just trying to show how scared she is of them. But it really traumatized her. It traumatized her son. She says she no longer trusts dogs around her kids. And this all came up during a screening, or after a screening of her new movie, Die My Love, where she admitted that she sees dogs as a threat now in a way she never did before. And she says that her two young sons, because that happened, dogs are officially off the table in their house. Meanwhile, she did shout out her cat, Fred, saying cats get a bad rap and they deserve more credit. So where do you land on this? 702-364-9400. If you bring a baby into a home with a dog, whose responsibility carries more weight here? The parents or the pet? You know, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I don't have any kids and I only have my dog. So I've always thought about like transitioning when I do have a baby, what that situation would be like with Momo. But you've been through this, Mercedes. And do you think it's the parents' responsibility to train the dog, to let it warm up to, hey, we're going to have a baby in the house? And I don't even know what that process would look like.
Well, that's the thing. All dogs are different. They're like people. There's different personalities you're dealing with. You know, some breeds are different than other breeds. And we had dogs before we had kids. And so we knew that was going to change their world too. And we wanted to be aware of that. Did anyone have an issue with a pet once they had children? And what did you do? Did you train? Did you get rid of? Did you rehome? She had to rehome her dogs and gave them to her parents. But in our case, we talked to our pediatrician. And he said something that I would really recommend is when you have your baby and the baby is swaddled in a blanket, have Matt, before you come home, bring that blanket home. Oh. And when you bring that blanket home, put that in the dog's bed and let them get used to this new smell.
Okay.
So our dogs went nuts. They were like, what is this smell? And they were like fighting over the blanket, trying to get it. So when the baby came, they knew that smell. They knew, okay, I know who you are. You're this blanket smell that we ended up sleeping with every night. So they were very well.
Wait, they slept with the blanket every night?
Yeah, because I would put it in their bed and then they just got used to sleeping with that smell.
That's so sweet.
What's crazy is that like when she would nap, they would nap right next to her.
That's so cute.
They like got used to her and they wanted to be around her. So I don't think we trained them per se, but we kind of gave them a preview of what's to come.
Yeah.
These are the coming attractions. So that worked out well for us. But I do have to say, you have to keep an eye on your kids and make sure they're not pulling tails and trying to ride the dogs like they're horses and stuff like that, because dogs are going to have reactions where they might like nip at them or bark at them. And you have to be aware of that.
Now, putting yourself in Jennifer's situation, do you think that, and I don't know if the dog was doing like repeated aggression signs, or after this one incident that the dog bit the kid, she was like, absolutely not. Do you think it was fair to rehome that dog after a one-time incident or any situation? Or do you kind of look for repeated signs of aggression?
Well, yeah, I see. I think a nip is one thing. You know, kids grab, kids pull. Kids don't understand boundaries, yes, and that's on the parents to watch, to step in and to correct the situation. But a full-blown dog attack, that's a different conversation entirely in my eyes. If a dog attacks my child, we're done. I'm not waiting for that to happen again. I'm not breaking down the behavior patterns on that at all, hoping that training fixes it. For me, I'm done. Has anyone else had to deal with that? And if so, what did you do? A nip, I'm going to give you a chance because they might have instigated that. But if you're going after my child, what else am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I can't even imagine Momo with a baby in the household. I could see him, honestly, being scared of the baby.
She might be. But maybe you try the blanket trick, you know,
and
you work with that. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I grew up with dogs and we had rules. You do not climb on them. You do not mess with their food. And my mom watched us like a hawk. This one says, my nephew got nipped when he grabbed a dog's ear and the dog got blamed. That felt unfair. Kids are wild and dogs have limits too. This one says, if a dog bites my kid, I'm done. I don't care if it was scared or surprised. My child is not a test case. Is it Hillary?
Yes.
Hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I'm a former animal control officer. I've had, my son was two and he was bitten by a dog. And I just, before reconstructive surgery, chin and lip, one fight.
You cut out a little bit. Did you say that the dog bit your son's lip?
No.
Oh.
He bit his ear, a family dog, but a stray bit off my chin and lower lip.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, one thing that I would like to tell everybody is it's not just the dog.
Yeah.
We have to adjust also because babies are small, toddlers are small, and dogs are pack animals and they establish pack order. You need to teach your children respect.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. You can't let your kid like pull at their ears and their tail. And that tail is so attractive to so many kids,
yes.
You know, and they just want to go after it. And dogs have limits, too. Now, if this is just an aggressive dog that just is prone to attack, I totally get that. But I think that was a really important point to make, Helvi. I really appreciate it. This text says, I think Jennifer Lawrence is being dramatic, but I get the feeling behind it. When someone hurts your kid, you see red. This one from Maya. Long live cats. They never get the credit they deserve.
You know,
I love my cats.
You know, I'm not a cat person, but there are some really, really cute cats out there that I'm trying to persuade James, let's get one. He goes, cats are bleep holes.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they're not.
You know what? I love Taylor Swift's cats. They're so cute.
What is it? Benjamin and Olivia?
And
there's one more, right?
Olivia.
Benjamin.
Not Mariska. It's Olivia Benson.
Benson? Is that the one?
No.
Benjamin Button, Olivia. I know Olivia because she was on the End of the Eras documentary. She was so cute in that. But like they're so calm and cute. She comes
Meredith back. Grey.
Meredith Grey. They're so cute. She's out going on her big old Eras tour show, and she's like, the cats are just in the hotel room waiting for her.
Oh, they live the life. When I die, I want to come back as one of Taylor Swift's cats. That would be amazing. And then I'll get 9 lives on top of that.
Yes, you will.
All right. Are you
ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Jenny, your caller 20. Jenny,
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yay, I'm so excited.
Oh, who are you with this morning, Jenny?
I'm with my daughter, Sienna. She's the one that is excited, was determined to call in.
Oh, Sienna, good job, girl. How are you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good. Let's do this, guys. You know how it works. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all right. And these Ed Sheeran tickets are yours. If either one of you knows the answer, just shout it out. Because if I hear the correct one, we're going to move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
Jenny and Sienna, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
The Winter Games are taking place in Milan next month. What country is that in?
Italy.
Yes. An orange splat was the logo for which kids' TV channel?
Nickelodeon.
Yes. What country was Drake born in?
Canada.
Yes. What social media app uses a ghost as its logo?
Snapchat.
Yes. What 80s toy was an animatronic teddy bear that used cassette tapes to tell stories?
Oh, pass.
Which artist has won the most Grammy Awards of all time?
Ooh, pass.
Which Lion King characters sing Hakuna Matata?
Simba and Nala.
No.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Yes. Starbucks was founded in what city?
Seattle.
Yes. If your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign?
Capricorn.
Yes. What actor played Edward Cullen in the Twilight movies?
Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson. Yeah, yes, you done. Guys. Oh, you made it through all 10 questions, but we had to skip a couple. And, you know, one of these was really hard. I would have, like, I see the toy, but I wouldn't remember the name. The 80s toy that was an animatronic teddy bear that used cassette tapes to tell stories. It's called a Teddy Ruxpin.
That's right.
Yeah, I never would have remembered that name, but I remember seeing it for sure. And the artist who has won the most Grammy Awards of all time, Beyonce, is the answer to that. Otherwise, you guys got the rest of them. Oh, I'm so bummed. You did really well. Jenny, Sienna, thank you so much for trying. All is not lost, though. You still have a chance. All you got to do is hang up and call right back, because caller 20, we're going to give you these Ed Sheeran tickets. His Loop Tour coming to Allegiant Stadium on July 18th. Caller 20 will be there. Our number is 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Well, this is, I don't want to say this is funny, but Sean Diddy Combs really thought he was getting out of prison. He's serving his 50-month sentence.
It is funny.
He's serving his 50-month sentence at the Federal Correctional Institute, Fort Dix, for prostitution-related charges. And he was telling other inmates, hey, don't worry about me. I'm going to get a presidential pardon. Don't you worry about a thing. He even sent the president a letter himself asking for one. Well, Trump has spoken, and he told the New York Times that he read the letter and decided no pardon.
Good.
No early release, no shortcut, and out of prison. What makes the story better is how confident Diddy was behind bars.
Was he?
Yeah,
he was confident.
He was already taking it like it was a done deal, and like he had connections that are going to pull him out and save him. And instead, the answer came back clean and simple: you stay. You know, you serve your time.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that.
Same. And I think it's ridiculous how these celebrities and the relationships they think they can have with the government can just pardon them, like, oh, you know, I'm above the law.
Yeah, exactly. Also this morning, soccer quietly just passed baseball in America, which to me, as a baseball enthusiast, feels like a very like cultural kind of shift. There's this new poll that came out that says 10% of Americans now say soccer is their favorite sport. It's baseball sits right behind it at 9%. So what do you think dominates first and second place?
Oh, easily football and basketball.
American football, 36%, basketball second place at 17%. But the story here is just soccer climbing past something that I, you know, used to feel untouchable, still feels untouchable for me. Baseball, you know, that's like America's sport.
Yeah.
But now youth soccer leagues are everywhere. Kids are wearing Messi jerseys more than Major League Baseball. Baseball wants World Cup, puts in massive numbers, Major League Soccer games, stuff like that. So they say that soccer really is on the upswing here.
Yeah, when you go overseas, soccer is so huge in other countries. Like, honestly, I don't watch soccer. I don't follow it. But when it comes here, like when FIFA comes to town, it takes over everything.
We always watch the World Cup, the Women's World Cup. Like, we've been in Europe during the World Cup, and it's so exciting. Like you said, they will have, like, in the middle of a square, big screen. screen TVs, beer gardens, like people set up screaming. It is such a fun atmosphere.
And don't they do like screen, not screenings, but they play the games live at Hofbräu Haus. Have you seen those?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's huge. It's such a fun environment, but baseball will always be my number one.
As it should.
Finally, this morning, today is Quitter's Day, which might be like the most honest holiday on the calendar. It always falls on the second Friday in January, which is the moment when good intentions kind of meet the second weekend of the year. You know, this study found about 80% of people start losing their steam on their resolutions by today. So, you know, they had one weekend of clean eating and going to the gym and that felt doable. But now, two weekends in a row, personality change here. The top resolutions this year were exercising more, eating healthier, being happier, and saving money. And, you know, here comes Friday night. You got takeout,
yes,
drinks, a couch. So if you already slipped, you're not weak, okay? You're normal. If you're still going strong, today is the day you officially beat the odds.
Yeah. Are you doing anything to feel like you're improving yourself in any way?
My thing is my resolution is to reach out to my friends more.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. A lot of times I kind of like, I'm the one who waits for them to reach out.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of my friends yesterday and I was like, hey, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry, I don't reach out enough. Last year was a weird year and I'm not making excuses, but this year I'm doing it more. I go, so put it on your calendar. You and I are going to go out for dinner or something. And she was like, what? Are you kidding me?
This is bad.
I know.
Baby.
She's like, are you okay?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. What if you went to your mom as a kid and you said, Mom, I am really passionate about Grand Theft Auto and I want to drop out of school so I can focus on it?
Oh boy, my mom, ooh.
What would she have said to you?
She'd be like, no, first of all, and you're going to be a doctor.
So this question is blowing up online because a 13-year-old kid in Japan actually did something very close to this. His name is Taru. He started playing video games at 3 years old.
What?
Then at 5, he found Fortnite and he locked in.
At 5 years old?
5 years old, locked in. So by elementary school, he was beating professional players. So his parents helped him launch a YouTube channel back in 2020. And now more than 230,000 people subscribe to watch him play. And he recently announced that he was leaving traditional school to focus full time on esports, with his goal being that he qualifies for the Fortnite World Cup. And his parents, they're all in. They completely supported this decision. And a lot of people, predictably, are really furious about this. There's a lot of critics that say, you know, school should always come first. You know, the others say, okay, wait, this is not like a casual hobby. This kid actually has a rare talent here, some discipline, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and they, you know, there's an audience for it. People want to see this kid play. So his parents say they understand the risk and they think that this path fits their son right now. What do you guys think? If your kid let's say they were really talented at a video game and you're like, they got some subscribers on YouTube. Would you let them drop out of school and become, you know, an esports superstar or just even just focus on that? 702-364-9400. Do you think your parents would have ever allowed you to do something like this or like focus? I know your thing was dance.
Yeah.
Did you ever say, look, I would like to drop out of school and just only do dance?
I've never done that. But if I did, I think they would really, really think about how long do you plan on being a dancer for? Mm-hmm. Because the longevity of a dancer, I mean, they kind of retire around 35. So my parents always taught me that education comes first and that if I wanted to pursue dance, that I needed to have a backup. And I experienced the ups and downs of dance and how incredibly hard it is to be a starving artist, if you may. And that's kind of why I switched over to radio. It was more stable. It was more structure. It's something that I was very interested in. Now, my thing with this whole thing with the student dropping out at 12 is I think they just, as long as they don't treat it as a hobby and they really treat it as a job, mm-hmm. is where I'm from. It's like, you got to commit. This is your full time. If you want to start making money, then we have to really put in the time.
That's it. It's interesting to know. I'm not sure if he's continuing education in other ways, like dropping out of school, but still having a tutor or something like that, doing online. Sarah at 702-364-9400. Good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I would absolutely support that 150%.
Tell us why.
Because I believe, you know, if that's something that he's a skill set that he is just doing so well in, then why not push that? I mean, school you can do on the side, but this is his true talent and he could be so much more successful.
Do you think that there, like Steph was saying, there's kind of a shelf life for dancers? There's, you know, after 35, it's kind of done. Do you think there's a shelf life here for gamers? Or do you think that, you know, get the money while you can, while you're young, and then you could always go back and do the studying after the fact?
No, I mean, I think you should just milk it for what it's worth, you know, like, you know, just get the most money out of it for as long as he can do it, and he'll be financially successful for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, a lot of people agree with you. Some people are saying, like, no, do this after school. Go get your education and then do your gamer thing. So what do you guys think? Thank you, Sarah. Let's talk to Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. There's a lot of stigma around video games, right? Because it's viewed as unhealthy. You know, it's people are stagnant. They're not out moving. But I think in this case, just like, you know, an Olympic athlete, a lot of times their talent is discovered very young. And parents really push that. And that's viewed much more positively because it's active and it's athletic. But in this case, sorry, I have to turn down my radio.
Oh, there, you're okay.
In this case, I think that you can look at it as something similar to that. And if he's still, he said, you know, he's moving out of traditional schooling, doesn't mean he's not schooling. And I think if the parents give him a front row seat to the business side of things, that's education in itself. So if he has a natural talent and the world wants to see this, I think there's no harm in it.
That's a really good point, Jennifer. Thank you for that. My parents would never have allowed this. I'll just say that right now.
What?
Never would have allowed it. But I think that it's 2026 and it's kind of a different time. And,
yeah.
You know, if I would have said, hey, I want to play Super Mario Brothers for the rest of my life as a career. Yeah, there was no future in it. But like I said, it's a different time. And esports is a whole different thing, you know?
Compared to back then.
Yeah, exactly. So we are going to take more of your calls here. What do you guys think? Do these parents, are they doing the right thing? Or is 13 just way too young to make a call like this, no matter how talented the kid is? More of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. What if you walked into your kitchen as a kid and you said, Mom, I want to quit school so I can focus on video games? Would you have survived that conversation? That's what we're talking about here. There's a 13-year-old in Japan. He's living that reality right now. His name's Taru. He started gaming at 3 years old, found Fortnite at 5 years old, and by elementary school, he was beating pros at Fortnite. So his parents, they're like, let's go all in on this. They helped him start a YouTube channel. He's got over 230,000 subscribers, and he just announced that he is leaving traditional school and he's going to focus full time on esports. The goal is making the Fortnite World Cup, and his parents are all in. So this is really setting off kind of a firestorm. Some people say no dream is worth giving up school at 13 years old, and others are saying, hey, this kid has real talent, real results, a clear path. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
Aaliyah? Hi.
Hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So me personally, my parents would have laughed at me and told me to go back upstairs and study. Like,
yes.
Okay. But I feel like I'm a different type of parent, and I always tell my kids, look, if you want to do something else other than traditional school, do it to your best ability. And I feel like if they were to allow him to do this, which is great, and then maybe like take some technology classes and everything like that, and then potentially off of his name, become like a gaming producer, like come up with games and everything like that, then I think that's great. I think millennial parents know that traditional school isn't always the way, and we're like more prone to listen to our kids and say, okay, what is your passion and what's going to get you further on in life?
I think that's a really good take. But what would, obviously this kid, he's elite, right? He's like on a whole new level of video games. What if your kid was good but not elite? Would that change your decision at all?
I mean, it wouldn't, because I would maybe find some ways for them to become better. You know, maybe there's some like extra, I don't know, after school gaming activities they could do.
Maybe there might be. I'm sure there is. You know, like I said, it's 2026. There's a lot of different programs out there. I was thinking about this. And like I said, my parents never would have gone for it. They're very traditional. But one of my friends, she pulled her daughter out of school. And she homeschools her now so she can focus on golf.
Oh, like, wow. Cool.
Her daughter is good. I, like, they truly do believe that she has a real shot of going pro one day. Like, she's that good at golf.
Her.
So their entire schedule revolves around golf. And then she does online school. And I think that's a good kind of balance. So she still studies. So she's still going to graduate, but she doesn't have like the set hours. I don't know if this kid is in the same boat or not, or if he's just like, I'm done with school. Like,
yeah.
We're not studying anymore. Josh, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I believe, just like you were just saying, all the people now, like child actors back then or anything, like you have tutoring, you have homeschooling. It's really just taking the test and passing it. Like, if you had a kid who was a genius at 13 and could graduate college by that date, would you say, no, you have to be still in 6th, 7th grade?
Yeah.
Or push him to be really good at what they're good at.
What happens if he changes mind and decides he hates Fortnite all of a sudden?
Oh, no.
Then what, Josh?
Well, he still has the schooling that he's doing either at home or anything. Like, he might be dropping out of school, but he's still getting an education somewhere.
Yeah, there's got to be something. I love Fortnite because I'll play with my kids sometimes, and I just love doing the dances, and they get so mad at me because we get beat because I'm too busy doing the dances.
I think about when my husband plays Fortnite and all the times that he dies is probably from a five-year-old playing Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, just destroying him.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Zoulette?
Yes.
Is that right? I love your name, Zoulette. What kind of name is that?
That is a Spanish name. Thank you.
It's beautiful. And you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Ready to go.
Okay. Zane tickets up for grabs. We've got your category. It's keys to success. So World Typing Day was yesterday. These are all things that are associated with typing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. 6 and 60 is all we need. You ready to go?
Let's go.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds starts now.
If you're on your computer, you're typing on one of these.
keyboard.
Yes. Oh, I made a mistake. So I'm gonna hit this key to
backspace.
Go. Yes. This is. Oh, I spelled the word wrong. I made a what?
A mistake.
Yeah, but it, in terms of typing, I made a one of these. Oh, there's one of these in this. Okay. These are like happy faces and, you know.
Emoji.
Yes. This is when I write in all big letters, I hit this key.
Caps key.
That's fine. Okay. When I'm done with a sentence, I'm going to hit this key to send it off.
Period.
Enter. Yes, enter. I'm going to use this to make sure there's no mistakes in this document. I'm going to hit this button.
Autocorrect.
Another word for that. It's to make sure that all of it is correct. It's you know what? Pass. A, B, C, D. They're all types of. Oh, no. Zulet. Darn it. We were so close.
Yeah, you were. What happened there?
I don't know. It was spell check.
Ah.
Autocorrect, spell check, so similar, but yet totally different. Darn it, I'm so sorry. And then we did skip on one. It was typo, mistakes. Hard to say. It's hard to give hints on words that have, like, the word in it. You know what I mean?
And then it's also, like, confusing if you're talking about typing on a computer or typing on your phone.
Yes,
also different.
Or a typewriter. We go way old school. Well, we're not done talking about Stranger Things. The fans of the show turned a wild theory into real money chaos, okay? After the series finale, the fan theory called Conformity Gate, which admittingly I believed.
Yes, you did.
It took over the internet. We convinced ourselves Netflix was secretly hiding one more episode. We believe the ending everyone saw was fake and that a secret episode is going to drop on January 7th. So that idea, it spread so fast that fans started betting on it through a gambling app called Polymarket. More than $15 million was wagered.
What?
On whether the mystery episode would appear with over 14 million writing on January 7th, even though the odds were under 1%. Of course, it never existed. No secret drop, no surprise finale, just millions of dollars gone and an entire fandom melting down after the fact.
Well, first, before the Conformity Gate came out, we talked about the ending and that you really loved it, that you liked how it ended, right?
I did, okay. Yes.
Now, if they came out with a second ending, don't you think that it would? I don't want to sound negative, but like it's open up to more negative remarks. Like, oh my God, they should have just kept the original finale. You know what I mean?
I think it would have. It would have elevated television watching because that's never been done before. You know, it would have put the Duffer Brothers on a whole new level. Like, man, they psyched us out with a fake finale and then the real one came out. I think just that in and of itself, no matter what the finale was about, would have elevated it.
I see what you're saying.
And the whole rumor was that it was going to be that, spoiler alert. Some people haven't
beep,
watched.
Beep, 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 spoiler.
Yes, that Vecna really won and that was all made up. But yeah, I don't know. It didn't happen. And I did not put money on it. So I'm happy about
that. You weren't a clown about that part.
No. Also this morning, your in-flight coffee might not be doing you any favors. This nonprofit group, they tested more than 35,000 water samples from planes across 21 U.S. airlines over 3 years. And the conclusion was pretty simple. Stick to bottled water and skip the coffee and the tea. They found 2.7% of all samples tested positive for total coliform bacteria, which signals contamination, possible contamination. E. coli was found 32 times across the airlines. The study also warns passengers not to use the sink water in airplane bathrooms and just to use hand sanitizer instead.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about all the times I just went on the airplane this past vacation. I use the sink all the time to wash my hands.
So do I. But that, and I always wonder, I'm like, why do they have hand sanitizer in here when they have soap and water? That doesn't make sense. Now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand. So among the major airlines, Delta and Frontier, they earned A grades for water quality.
Okay.
Alaska and Allegiant got B's. Southwest, Hawaiian, and United landed in the C range.
E.
American, JetBlue, and Spirit all got D's.
Oh, no.
So next time a flight attendant asks if you want coffee or tea, bottled water might just be the safer choice.
The little thing that I've been doing on flights is I heard that when you drink ginger ale in the air, there's a different crisp to it. So I tried it this past vacation. There is a certain taste. When you try ginger ale on an airplane, it just hits different.
I got to ask, did anyone just hear her bring up ginger ale and think heated rivalry immediately?
Is it a part of the show?
Yes.
Really? Is it like
you
a
said
plot?
Ginger ale and I was like, oh my gosh. I
oh,
immediately
man.
Thought of heated rivalry. Is anyone else watching it? Because that was the first thing I thought of.
Does it reference the drink or is it like a nickname for someone?
No, it references the drink.
Okay.
One of the guys, Shane Hollander, he loves his ginger ale. So whenever he goes out, he orders a ginger ale.
Am I going to be him in that show?
Shane Hollander. So anyway, finally this morning, if you are craving a full reset, there is now a list for that. Consumer Affairs, they rank the best cities in America for people who need a fresh start. They looked at jobs, they looked at the cost of moving, they looked at the quality of life and how easy it is to start over there. And the number one city is Wilmington, North Carolina.
Didn't even know there was a Wilmington.
That's not even on my radar, honestly. It ranked the highest, though, for economic stability and opportunity. It also scored really well for how easy it is to set up a new life. Boise, Idaho came in second. Cleveland landed third. Some of the other cities in the top 10 include Des Moines, Portland, Maine, Pittsburgh, Portland, Oregon. On the flip side, the hardest place to start over is Vallejo, California.
No kidding, the Bay Area?
Why do you think it would be the hardest? Yeah, right near San Francisco. They say it's expensive and it's not a lot of job growth there, you know? So that was the number one thing. If you had like no ties to where you live and you were told you can go anywhere and start a completely new life, where would you go?
That's so hard. In the world or in the country?
In the world.
In the world. I really loved when I lived in New Zealand for studying abroad.
Yeah.
There's something about that country that's so chill. It's a small country. There's two different islands surrounded by water. There's so much nature. So probably Queenstown, to be specific,
okay,
in New Zealand. You?
For me, it would be Salzburg, Austria.
Ooh.
I just started, this girl popped up on my For You page on TikTok, and she just got a job. She's from LA. She just got a job with Red Bull in Salzburg.
Cool.
And she's doing a vlog every day. Day number two of moving to Salzburg, Germany for my job at Red Bull. And she just shows like her life there and setting up her apartment and like going to the stores and like, oh, it's just so charming. I've been there once before and it's probably one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been to in my life.
So you have been there.
Oh, I have been there,
yeah. Is it like a city, though, that it takes like 2 hours to get to the grocery store?
Well, no, it's like you walk to someone's market and it's a guy and a mom, like his wife, who owns the market. You're not going to Albertsons and scanning your card, you know, for the deals.
I don't want it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.